We've been hearing about a harp designed for people facing the end of life, people in hospice care, the Reverie Harp. It's a small, lightweight harp, fits easily in the hands, even rests on your chest if you're lying down. The way it's tuned, you can't play a wrong note. It has a warm, rich tone. Anyone can make sweet sounds on the Reverie Harp the very first time with no training and even with very little strength.
I'm Donna Jo Kopitsky, Music Therapy Coordinator for Rice Hospice.
Rice Hospice covers a huge area in rural west central Minnesota. About a year ago, Kopitsky read about the Reverie Harp. She tried it. Now, she and her hospice colleagues share 8 Reverie Harps with their dying patients.
Sometimes we will actually have the patients play the harp themselves because it is accessible to pretty much everybody. Sometimes we'll place the harp on a patient's chest or on their stomach and have family members play the harp. The vibrations are lovely, so that's something that the patient can feel. So especially patients perhaps with dementia or even with illnesses where they aren't able to play a musical instrument anymore but perhaps used to, this is still a meaningful instrument that they can play and accompany and everybody can sing along as well.
The sound the Reverie Harp creates can be simply soothing, but Kopitsky says music can also be a trigger. Because it reaches us on such a deep emotional level, music can help us remember key moments from throughout our lives. Playing the harp can open a door to what Kopitsky calls the life review.
Most people can remember the first song they ever learned. And then as people think about their lifetimes, they can remember the songs of their childhood, their youth, dating days. They remember the music of significant events, of funerals, of weddings, of baptisms. So yes, all of these things, they're triggers for memory and lead to reminiscence.
On this winter day, we're traveling with Donna Jo Kopitsky on her way to see a patient named Colleen, who's dying of esophageal cancer.
Colleen has been on the Rice Hospice program for over a year. I visit her approximately once a month. We really don't know how much more time she has. She has steadily been declining. We've been seeing more signs of decline in recent weeks. Colleen is able to be at home. Her husband and her family are her caregivers, so she's very fortunate to be able to be at home, familiar surroundings, be surrounded by loved ones. And she lets them know that they are loved, and they let her know as well that she is dearly loved.
Colleen and her husband Harry live in Dawson, Minnesota, a town of 1,500 people, about 150 miles west of Minneapolis, very near the South Dakota border.
Typically, Colleen is sitting in her chair in the living room. Her husband Harry is with us. The nurse Deb is there, and we just gather around Colleen and we'll simply sing.
Pictures of Colleen's 11 grandchildren are on the wall behind her. Colleen's husband, Harry, sits back in his recliner. He lets the three women do all the singing. Colleen, Donna Jo Kopitsky, who's playing the Reverie Harp, and hospice nurse Deb Olstad. Harry is quiet. Typically, he's working the tape recorder, trying to capture moments for posterity, thinking about how he and his family might remember Colleen.
Take me home, country road.
We have a recorder here that we can record if we want to leave something behind for our family, a message or something, but I've not done that. I have a difficult time doing that, so we have been singing on there, so they'll be able to hear us sing.
Hear your voice. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And our laughter. Harry would record us singing. Oh, leaving on a jet plane, that was
right. Oh, yes, okay.
So kiss me and smile on me. Tell me that you wait for me. Hold me like you never loved before.
Colleen is on oxygen, but she sings with energy. She has no musical training, but she's strumming along with her own song, playing the Reverie Harp. Olstad, the hospice nurse, tears up a bit.
You just feel good because you've been singing these songs, and it just makes you feel good.
We talk about how sometimes there's such a fine line between the tears and the laughter.
Yes.
And with music, that certainly
yes,
is the case.
Yes, that's very true. Yes, that's for sure. Yep, that's very true.
Colleen is a hospice patient in Dawson, Minnesota. We heard her with her hospice nurse, Deb Olstead, and the music therapy coordinator for Rice Hospice, Donna Jo Kapitsky. We recorded that visit about 3 weeks ago. We checked in with nurse Deb Olstead this week, who says Colleen is feeling great and maintaining a positive attitude. You can see pictures of Colleen, of the Reverie Harp, get much more information about the harp, and hear our complete interviews on the PT webpage. We're online at performancetoday.org. Click on Music That Matters. And if you have a story of how music matters in your life, let us know. Click on the contact button on the PT homepage. You can also join the conversation on the new PT fan page on Facebook or call the PT listener line 866-943-4450.